In the past 2 weeks, I have been reflecting on what the good news of Jesus means to me. Week before last, I attended the Wild Goose Festival, a spirit, justice, music, and art festival held in a campground in North Carolina. Last week, I attended the ELCA Rostered Ministers Gathering in Phoenix, Arizona, with a theme, Rekindle the Gift That Is Within You. Both events were inspiring and renewing. Both helped me to continue to think through what it means to proclaim the good news, and I want to thank you for providing continuing education time and funds for these events. These two things, the Goose Festival, the ELCA Roster Ministers Gathering, are very different events, but they had far more in common than they had differences. The first thing they had in common was heat. At the Goose, where I was tent camping, it was nearly 90 every day and very humid. The heat index was over 100 degrees most of the time. And in Phoenix, the temperature was way over 100, way over. The high temps were 115, 117, 118. I had the privilege of being there when they broke the record for the most consecutive days, over 110. We were there for days 19 and 20 of that exciting time. Now, the heat has nothing to do with today's scripture reading, outside of the fact that there were moments in the 2 weeks when I felt like I might have been tossed into that furnace of fire that Jesus mentions in the gospel. On the other hand, the presentations, the reflections at both events were directly connected to my thoughts about today's reading. During these events, I heard at least 15 different pastors, bishops, theologians, and authors speak on many topics, but the common thread running through all of it was this question. What does it mean to follow Jesus in a world filled with conflict, suffering, poverty, oppression, injustice, in which fear, violence, death threaten to overwhelm so many? What does it mean to follow Jesus in a time when the church itself has entered into full-blown disagreement about faith, about following Jesus, about God? What does it mean to follow Jesus in a time in which those who are his disciples seem to be heading in two different directions, so much so that sometimes it seems like there are two different religions that share the name Christianity? While those gathered at the Wild Goose Festival tend to be skeptical about church institutions, and those who gathered at the ELCA gathering still have a deep hope for our denomination, both still reflected on the divide that threatens to split faith in Jesus in two. Both wrestled with the same realities, both circled the same issues, and both are pointing in the same direction. Now, at this point, you may be wondering, what division is he talking about in the church? And that's how we come to today's reading. For our gospel from Matthew, it seems to me, is one of those texts that can lead in two different directions. So let's jump in. To begin with, the reading had two parts. First, Jesus tells a parable, a story about the kingdom. And then he explains the meaning of the parable to the disciples. And I want to start with that explanation. In his explanation of the story, Jesus says, "The sower in the parable is himself, and the field is the world. The good seeds, the wheat, are children of God's kingdom. The bad seeds, the weeds, are children of the evil one. And the climax of the explanation of the story is the harvest at the end of the age, on the separation of the wheat from the weeds and the burning of the weeds. This climax of Matthew's text, as Jesus explains the parable, along with a few other passages scattered through the gospel, this text is foundational for one of the directions which those who follow Jesus take. These few verses undergird the idea that many of us probably were taught that the purpose of having faith in Jesus is to escape the wrath of God. That the purpose of following Jesus is to make sure we live up to God's expectations for children of the kingdom, so that we don't end up being among those whom Jesus refers to as evildoers cast into the fire. If this is the focus of faith, of following Jesus, then grace, the grace that saves us, is the fact that we have a chance, that we're offered an opportunity to be numbered among the children of the kingdom. If the center of faith is escaping punishment, grace is the good news that when we fail, when we fall, when we sin or cause others to sin, Jesus, our Christ, is there to catch us, to heal us, to save us. And the Christian life is seeking to live according to a holy code, a moral code of behavior, so that we can be numbered among those who are children of the kingdom. Lutherans who see following Jesus this way traditionally focus on our need to constantly remember that we are always sinful, always reminding ourselves to trust that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, his work rather than our own, makes possible our escape from the furnace of fire. I'm sure that all of this sounds very familiar to many of you. But then, in the other half of the text, the first half, the story itself, if you look carefully, there's something different. In the story about a field in which good and bad seed are planted, we hear that the good seed were planted by the owner of the field and the bad by his enemy. That's why the field ends up with both wheat and weeds growing in it, and the servants have to ask, should we pluck out the weeds? Which leads to the owner's reply, no, we dare not uproot the weeds, for that would uproot the wheat as well. That's not the business we are about. We will grow the wheat in the midst of the weeds. And this story leads me to a question. The story says that the sower planted good seed, which grows into wheat. The weeds, Jesus says, came from different seed sown by a different person, by the enemy. The question is, if Jesus, the sower, planted the seeds which grow into the children of the kingdom, then who did Jesus plant? Did Jesus plant only some of us? Did God plant only part of humanity? Don't we believe that all humans were made by God in God's image? We don't believe that God put some of us here, but the devil put others of us, do we? Well, perhaps that is what Matthew's words, where Jesus explains the story, implies. Is that really what the parable says? I don't think so. If we are all God's children, made in God's own image, beloved by God, if all of humanity are seeds of God's kingdom planted by Jesus, then maybe the seeds of the evil one in the story are not other people who come from the devil instead of from God, but rather the seeds which are weeds are the evil deeds, the sin, the brokenness that can grow in all of us. And if we read it that way, then maybe grace is not the announcement that God still loves us even when we fall, even when we fail, even when we stray from the kingdom ways. Maybe grace is not that we get a second chance. Maybe grace instead is the good news that we are. We have been, we were planted to be, we always will be children of the kingdom, despite the weeds that sometimes grow within us. Maybe we are all seeds of God's kingdom, whom God is raising to be the harvest of God's reign. Maybe the good news is that we are children of God's kingdom, even though we are not perfect. That means the harvest is not God planning to separate good humans from bad humans, but rather God is planning in God's tender love and compassion as we grow and thrive in God to separate out the evil, the brokenness, the sin from within each of us. The good news is that the life of discipleship, the invitation to follow Jesus, is not an invitation to take God up on a second chance given so that we might make it to the kingdom, but rather an invitation to the way of growing into fully being the children of the kingdom, the wheat that God intends us all to become. What God will cast out, what God will burn in fire, is not some of humanity, but rather our brokenness, the fear, the self-obsession, the violence, the hatred, the self-indulgence, the sin that is in each of us, the sin which stands in the way of us becoming the children of God's reign. It seems to me that God's grace and love is not the way to escape a hell which God created for those who are evil, but God's grace and love is the way God helps us escape from the hell humanity has created to free us from the brokenness, the sin that keeps us from moving toward the kingdom of heaven that Jesus announces is coming near and nearer to us. Friends in Christ, there are many Christians who believe the goal of following Jesus is escaping hell, and God's grace offers a chance to avoid that fate. I'll be honest and say you can easily read that in today's gospel. But the good news that I believe, that I trust, is that the witness of Scripture as a whole leads in a different direction. That the good news is that God continually pours out grace and love on humanity, that the purpose of following Jesus is the transformation of the world, the opening of human hearts, the growth of God's children, of humanity, of us, into the fruit of God's love. Following Jesus is not about escaping a God of punishment. It is about growing into new life, abundant life, eternal life. It is about God raising us so that we grow into the life that is ours in a God of love. Amen.